Hello.
Hi, is this Tara?
Yes.
Hi, Tara. My name is Samantha Hayes. I'm calling you from Penguin Book Writers. I am the head of the support department. First of all, welcome on board. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well.
That's good to hear, Tara. I just wanted to have a quick chat with you and guide you in terms of how we'll be working together. Is this a good time? Okay. All right. So first of all, I got to know that it's your son who is writing the book. I am very much interested in knowing what exactly the book is about and what inspired him to write the book.
Well, he's right here. So, he's wanting to know what inspired you to write the book and what the book is about.
Okay, so the book is about, so it's for people who have memory loss or short-term memory loss.
Mm-hmm.
And it's to help them to get through their lives easier and to be able to handle their daily so throughout their days without, you know, forgetting things or to help
mm-hmm.
with less frustration throughout their day.
Okay. So it's basically an inspirational self-help book, right?
More like a resource guide.
Yeah, more like a resource guide, but yeah, kind of.
Okay. That is wonderful. How did you end up writing this book? I mean, what was the inspiration?
Okay, so the inspiration was 2020, I actually had an emergency brain surgery.
Okay.
And had a reaction to the anesthesia and lost about 3 months' worth of memory and my short-term memory.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
That's all right. And, yeah, and so then as the time has gone on, I've been trying to figure out ways of how to not forget things and how to build memories and make my own schedule and
like taking medication, things that people have to do on a day to day basis.
Yeah,
that
how to do your daily things.
Yeah, things we take for granted.
Of course, of course. That is so impressive. What's your name once again?
Corey.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that? Cohen.
Corey, yes, ma'am, C-O-R-Y.
Oh, Corey. All right. Thank you so much for that information, Corey. I truly appreciate this, and I'm actually truly honored to be a part of this project. This is really impressive, I mean, how you are overcoming this, and, of course, you are providing guidance to others as well who might have dealt with a similar situation like yours. So this is going to be an amazing book.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, all right. So the next step, I want to guide you guys in regards to how we'll be moving forward from here, okay? First of all, we will be communicating on the online portal. We have an online portal, you can say, or an internal interface, which is called Creative Design Agency, okay? So you guys will be added on the portal. All you got to do, firstly, is to set up your account over there. You'll be receiving an email on 51stepisode@gmail.com from Creative Design Agency to get started. You with me?
Yes, ma'am. She's just trying to get to it real quick.
Okay,
she got it.
No, I haven't got the email yet.
Oh,
I got
it?
Yeah, well, I'm going to email you. Yeah, I'm just giving you the gist of it. You should be getting it in the next 5 to 10 minutes, okay?
Oh,
okay.
So, as soon as you get the email to get started from Creative Design Agency, first thing you got to do is log in to the portal, set up your password, and then go to the messages section. Once you go to the messages section, you will find a thread of correspondence created there by the primary account manager, who is Rafael. So he has sent you a message to upload your manuscript, whatever you have, like a rough draft. I believe you guys must be having something written, right?
Say that one more time.
You guys have the manuscript, right? A rough draft for the book?
Working on it.
We're working on it. That's what I was telling Rob when I was signing up with him.
Well,
he's not
a problem at
he's
all.
Not, like, he's ways to go.
Okay. All right. Well, there are two ways through which we can continue this process. I mean, I understand that it is unfinished. What we can do is that we can take over. You can send us whatever you have done so far. We can have the experts run an editorial review, provide you some recommendations and suggestions in regards to how we can improve it.
Okay.
Okay.
I have a quick question.
Yeah, go ahead.
I have a quick question. When it comes to brain injuries and stuff like that, colors are kind of an important thing. And so is it normal or typical in a guidebook like this that you print the pages in color?
Okay, if you need the pages to be in color, it would be slightly difficult because it's going to slightly change the, you can say, the niche or the basic creation or the structure of the book. Right now, we are actually focusing on a black and white book, right, a written book. If you are going for colored pages, then that will become like an artwork or sort of like a children's book, you know, or maybe like you get the chef cookbooks and art books, sort of a thing. So that thing will vary. But that you can decide later. See, the layout and the formatting of the entire book will be done right at the end once we are done with all the content of the manuscript. So you have plenty of time to decide on that.
Okay, so what about graphics? Even if it's black and white, can you have graphics?
Yeah, of course, you can add graphics. Yes, yes, that is doable. We can do that.
Okay.
And again, there are two ways.
Okay with it. I want it to be attractive to the eye because mm-hmm. when somebody has brain problems, they have to have something has to draw their attention.
Exactly.
In order to be able to learn something, they can't. It's not like you and I. We can't just like. Someone with a memory loss or an attention span disorder or anything like that, they can easily lose everything that they're doing, if that makes any sense. Like, you can learn it better without graphics necessarily, mm-hmm. more so than somebody that has trauma to the brain.
Exactly. I completely understand your point. And my recommendation at this point of time would be to you that you should go with the graphic artwork for the book because you have your niche actually recommends or corresponds with this particular concept or idea. If you hadn't told me this, then it would have been like, okay, fine. You have the option to either go with black and white or you can choose to go with a graphic artwork, all right, or an art book. Now, after you explain the entire thing to me, I would personally recommend you to go with an art book, okay? So we will discuss this once again towards the middle of the project maybe or towards the end. Initially, we'll be focusing on the content first, as I said. Okay?
Okay. Can you call Pepple?
All right. So back to the process. Whatever you have so far, you can send it to us and we can provide you an editorial review. Now, you said that it's not completed. You don't necessarily have to complete the manuscript. Now, once you get the editorial review, and you'll be asked for your feedback on that, all right? So you get to decide whether or not you want these particular recommendations or suggestions to be implemented on your manuscript. While you're providing your feedback on that, you can also list out all the instructions that are required from your end to be done on the manuscript. You understand what I'm saying? In that scenario, since you're hiring us, you won't have to do anything at all. You can just instruct the team, and they will do the rest of the work for you.
Okay.
Okay? So the initial step. You can say, oh, the first step would be you logging in, into the portal, going to the messages section, and uploading your manuscript there. You will have to download the book cover design form from there, all right? So you'll download that, and you can let us know if you have a certain concept in mind in terms of the book cover. We'll initially provide you at least two concepts to begin with for the book cover.
Okay.
All right. And then you can decide if you need, you can select one and then decide whether you need revisions, you want something to be tweaked or fixed, whatsoever that is. And then we will continue to do the revisions until and unless the book cover is finalized. Once we have the manuscript and the book cover ready, then we will move on to the publication phase. All right? That's the last phase.
Okay.
Okay, so far,
now.
Yes. One more thing I need to ask you, Tara, is there any estimated time frame or deadline for this project completion?
Is there a deadline? No.
Okay, well, usually it takes about, can you also specify the page count if you have any number in mind?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Maybe 100?
All right. Well, let me give you a rough estimate. In order to complete a book of 100 to 150 pages, including the artwork, it takes about 3 to 4 months for the team to do that, all right, to accomplish that, depending on the number of revisions. So, for example, if we have a lot of revisions on each section of the book or each chapter, I haven't seen the book so far, so I'm not sure whether it is divided into different sections or chapters or how exactly we have subcategorized the content. So I'm just giving you a vague example. So that being said, once you provide us the manuscript, we will provide you the editorial report in the first 7 to 8 working days after the complete review of the manuscript. You with me?
Okay.
Okay. Once I provide that to you, you're going to give us the feedback, the overall feedback in terms of how you like the recommendations and suggestions, whether or not you agree with the team for these changes that they're proposing, or you want to skip that and provide us some instructions or directions of your own. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Once we get past that, we will be following the direction that you have selected in this evaluation phase, and we will be implementing all those changes on the manuscript step by step. So, for example, the initial draft was the editorial report, and the second draft will be sent to you is going to be an edited draft of a couple of pages, let's say, maybe 10 to 15 pages of the initial draft, you know, in your manuscript. So we'll edit that and we'll send that back to you pending feedback from your end. So you let us know whether or not these changes are as per your direction or requirement, or you want to revert back to original. Or maybe you might have something else in mind, all right? Because you will be given an equal opportunity to edit the draft as we go along.
Okay.
Okay, so that is basically the process pretty much. I will leave you to complete the first step. Once you do that, we will keep you notified on the regular progress and updates. Sounds good?
Okay. So when he gets done with a little bit more of it, then I can go ahead and send what we have. So y'all also do some of the writing as well, don't you?
Yes, that is correct. That's the reason
so
why I took you. I'm sorry?
Do y'all use AI software?
No.
Like,
are we supposed to do that?
No, I was just wondering if y'all did, like if y'all use artificial intelligence to write.
No, actually, at this point of time, we do not. To be very honest with you, the authors that we get, they mostly prefer having manual people looking into their work and, you know, working on the conceptual things and artwork, et cetera, et cetera. Ghostwriting is, you know, all about being creative. And that's the reason why we focus more on manual labor rather than going on programs like AI softwares or, for that matter, even Grammarly, right? We have spell checkers and grammatical softwares, all kinds of softwares you get, but we do not prefer to use that.
Oh, okay. Okay. I mean, I don't have any, I'm not opposed to it. I was just wondering. I use AI in some of my work that I do.
Right. Okay. Well, that is your personal choice. And if you want us to use that for any particular reason, we can go ahead and do that too. But I personally would not recommend you to do that. This way you'll get
a
different.
Like when I'm getting stumped.
Yeah,
just when I'm getting stumped or something or writer's block or content, then I'll use it for that.
Absolutely. Now, these are professional editors that you're working with, so I'm sure they have their own way of working around that, right?
Probably.
Yeah. So that is pretty much it, Tara. I'm going to leave you to fill out the form, send me the manuscript, and we'll keep in touch.
Okay.
All right. So far, do you understand the process? Is there anything that you're confused about?
I don't think so.
Okay. Does Corey have any questions?
Because I've written a book, but my publisher, I went through Success Publishing.
Okay.
And it was quite a bit more expensive, but. Mm-hmm. And another thing, I did log in to the creative design, but it won't let me get past the part where it says your admin has switched everybody in your company to the new teamwork. Before we move on, please select which role type. So I put individual
contributor. Yes.
Well, I do that, and it keeps going back, and that pop-up keeps coming up. It won't go away.
Okay. I believe there is a technical glitch. In the system. That's the reason why it keeps redirecting you. You're the second person who's telling me about this. Don't worry about that. I will ask Rafael to send you a direct email, and whenever the system or the interface is up and running, we'll notify you so you can sign back in. All right?
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you so much for your time. Really excited to be a part of this project, Tara. And I hope you and Corey have yourself a wonderful day.
Let me ask one more quick question.
Sure.
The phone number that you called me on, is this a phone number I should save, like if I need customer service or something?
This is the official line. So you call on this number, you ask for a file, or you ask for Samantha.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
One more thing. Rafael has sent you his cell number as well. So just in case if you call and we are not available, you can contact him directly on his cell number. Okay?
Okay. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you so much for your time once again. And I apologize. I have a bad throat, so I'm coughing again and again. That's the reason why you get that odd gap in the middle, because I have to put you on mute. All right.
Oh, that's not a problem.
All right.
Your cough goes away. Okay.
Oh,
bye-bye.
I hope so, too. Thank you. Have a nice day.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.